Are you worried about coal plants hurting the climate? This is Alex Smith for Radio EcoShock on CFRO 102.7 FM in Vancouver. As we struggle with a looming climate crisis, one professor at Simon Fraser University says we can still use coal. That's Mark Jagard, an economist who specializes in sustainable energy systems. In 2005, Cambridge University Press published his book, Sustainable Fossil Fuels. Next month, we hope to record a speech by Dr. Jagard. He'll be giving a free public lecture titled Fossil Fuels, Friend or Foe at the Woodward Instructional Resources Center at the University of BC. And that's on February 10th. It's presented by the Vancouver Institute, so you can Google that for details. In the meantime, we've reached his co-worker, Dr. John Niebuhr, at the School of Resource and Environmental Management at Simon Fraser University in Vancouver. Dr. Niebuhr, I have to admit a bias right away. Continued use of coal seems dangerous to me. But you think we can still get away with it? How?
Well, if we consider that what you really want from the coal is the energy, and that the emissions generated by the coal is really a byproduct of us getting that energy using current technologies, then all we really need to do is resolve the issue of what to do with the byproducts we do not want. And those byproducts could be the ash and other material found in the coal, as well as the CO2 that we currently just pump into the atmosphere.
So you're talking, I guess, about clean coal technology.
That's right.
And how does that work?
Basically, it's a method by which we can extract the energy and save it in some other form, or perhaps even use it directly, while capturing the CO2 in some other way, perhaps through it in a liquid form, or by compressing it, or by funneling it underground, and thus remove it from the system so it does not re-enter the atmosphere.
So is this something that's being researched, or are there already clean coal plants out there?
There are pilot project clean coal plants out there already. The methodologies by which this can be accomplished have been tested and, in fact, in many places are functioning right now. So it's a matter of expanding this to cover larger plants on a more regular basis.
And your team has been advising the Chinese government for many years on energy issues, and I've heard China's opening a new coal-burning generation plant every few days, or at least once a week, and they may plan as many as 1,000 more. Do any of these use the new technologies that you're talking about?
I really can't answer that question. I don't really know how much of that they are currently invoking in their plans. I do know that they have quite some interest in the process, and contrary to popular belief, they are moving ahead on some of those areas much more rapidly than we are. But I can't comment on whether or not they're actually forcing that these newer technologies be in place for new plants they're going to construct.
Well, right here in British Columbia, there are two new coal plants in the works, and as far as I can determine, they don't plan to employ carbon sequestration, even though Canada has proven that can work at Weyburn, Saskatchewan.
Right.
Have you heard of any moves to make these BC coal plants more sustainable?
We've had interactions with some people in that regard, but I'm not sure whether or not they are planning to do that, the coal plants themselves are planning to do that or not. I think the pressure will be on them more and more to be much more clean, and perhaps something will even come down provincially or federally, for that matter, if the Tories, for example, get their act together in the issue. And they may be required to do so in the future. And since the plants are only in the planning stages right now, they're not being built as of yet, there is a good possibility that either they do become clean or they don't function. But I cannot comment further than that. I don't know what the plans will be.
So we need perhaps some public pressure to use the best technology if we're going to build them at all.
Exactly right.
Because if we can't get rich countries like Canada to use clean coal tech, what hope is there that developing countries in Asia will do it?
That's right.
All right. Well, the other thing that worries me is that I hear a lot of politicians, including President Bush, talking about clean coal as though it's already there and in the works. And in fact, there are new coal plants being built in the United States, some pretty big ones, and they don't use this technology at all. What can we do to move it out of the lab, so to speak, and make it a requirement for every plant?
Yeah, that's a good question. It will have to be by public demand that people will be able to vote for this, and the next time the issue comes on the table, have to voice their disapproval of such plants when they know the technology exists and that there is a possibility of them invoking such technologies. that they would actually force their representatives in government and force the plants locally, the utilities, for example, to do the right thing and to install these technologies so that we would reduce emissions of carbon dioxide and other materials that often come along that accompany coal-fired generation, remove these from the stacks, from the smokestacks, and clean up our atmosphere.
Well, what are you working on lately? Can you describe any projects that would give us some real hope when it comes to carbon dioxide control in the fossil fuel industry?
Well, in terms of actual technologies, we don't do much of that sort of work ourselves at all. We are much more interested in terms of how one develops policy or motivates firms and companies, the industries, to become clean. So it's not like we are on the forefront of developing such technologies in our research group.
Okay, so what does your research consist of? I mean, what are you doing?
There are a number of alternative approaches towards how one would or could invoke clean technologies. There are voluntary approaches where basically what you do is have firms do the right thing on a voluntary basis because it's good for the people and good for the environment. But there are also other methods by which you could invoke that sort of change to occur. Something, for example, like charging for carbon. Much of the research that we have done suggests that unless you actually fix a cost to the carbon, people will not remove it from their method of enterprise or their activities, because the cost of doing so exists. They would avoid that cost if purely voluntary measures were invoked. So there has to be some way that we can say to them, look, it's going to cost you to clean the atmosphere. You have to pay in order to pollute. If you wanted to pollute, you'd have to be charged or pay the price for those sorts of emissions.
And that's more or less what Europe is saying to its industry, is it not?
It's right, yes.
So it can be done. We just need to do it on a global basis or the carbon leaks out somewhere else.
That's true. But the onus right now falls on us here in this very country, where we are relatively wealthy compared to many of the other countries where such things could exist or could happen. We have the onus on us to at least be in the forefront and perhaps develop these technologies to the extent where we could in the future be of service to those countries where they don't have the wealth that we have and can utilize what we have developed for their benefit and for global benefit.
Well, if climate change progresses, I could see a regime. I mean, we mine coal here and we export quite a bit and we don't ask what happens to it when it goes out there. But I could see that changing, where we would only export providing clean coal technology was used to burn it. Otherwise, we're just wrecking our own forests and streams and glaciers right here back at home.
That's a possibility. That's another option that could exist. That's right.
All right. How can people find out more about your department and your work?
We have a website available. It's called it's the Energy and Materials Research Group. It's www.emrg.sfu.ca. And all of our papers that are published are available there. There's a database center associated with that, and if you click on that website, you will find a link to CDAC, a database center where we contain information on Canadian industry energy consumption and climate change emissions, GHG emissions.
Well, thanks. That sounds like a really good resource. We've been speaking with Dr. John Niber of Simon Fraser University. Thanks for speaking with us today.
You're welcome.